Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to be chatting with the Reverend Diva Carla, an amazing, amazing diva. Yet before we bring her on, I want to honor and acknowledge a bit about her. This beautiful, bliss-filled diva friend, Reverend Artist Healer, grandmother extraordinaire, was born to draw the body. As an artist. And in addition, adding sculpture to the mix, her imagery, shamanic, sensual, and erotic, arose from her intimate relationship with the divine and from the intertwining spiritual paths of ceremony and sacred sexual teachings that have fed her for the past 9 years. She currently lives on a beautiful land in Hope, Maine, where she does her healing work with people, art, and ceremony. Her place is called Hope Peace Ceremonies. A personal note, quote about her, I touch you through art, and when you touch my art, you touch me. It's sweet love. So without further ado, let's bring Diva Carla on. Are you there, girl?
Yes, I am. Hi, Valerie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I got a little tongue twisted.
Oh, that was a beautiful introduction. I was thinking, oh, I want to call in and listen to that call.
Well, there was just so many juicy things to as I was thinking about today. And how is the weather up there, by the way? Because it's springtime here.
We saw the sun for 20 seconds this morning. Very rainy.
We're gonna send sunshine now.
Oh, good.
That's right. We're going to rock and roll and burst through those clouds up there with our energy.
Sounds good to me.
Well, there is just so many places that, you know, in learning more about you throughout the years, but in preparation for our conversation today, I just continue to fall in love with what you are embodying and expressing. So I was so happy you got to join us today. And something you recently shared in an email with me, it just felt so invigorating to my soul. And it was, if I have anything to offer, I am an example of how divine guidance and synchronicity showed up to assist me in spite of myself.
That's the story of my life. Yes, indeed.
I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I can relate to that. Oh, my gosh. And it was just so beautiful because, you know, we've known each other for close to 10 years, you know, as far as the interconnecting world of the Internet and such. And, wow, you were showing up so full frontal diva these days. And I'm so happy and in celebratory joy for you. It also is very inspiring for me to show up like that for myself. So I love that. Thank you. I was thinking about, you know, where would I want to go today? And in my asking and going within, it was like, what energies does the blissed Reverend Diva Carla want to express in the world? And the first place on this path was coming up with your artistic gift and your expression that you embody. So I love what you share on your site when you say, I've been an artist all my life. I'm a path that's been opened up to me through the discoveries I have made through art. I was born to draw the human body. I make sculpture and paintings with magical powers. Can you share with our listening friends a bit about the healing medicine and the experiences you receive when you explore this aspect of yourself?
Oh, yes. Well, it is true that I recognized probably 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that I was born to draw the human body. And I reaffirm that, you know, once a year at least, where I'm part of a drawing group that draws outdoors in the summer, and every summer I return to that scene with my friends, and it's new. It's a new discovery of the body, and then adding sculpture to it, the three dimensions, it just took it to another level of magic for me. And And what it did for my healing journey was I can look at my sculpture in particular and follow the trajectory of my healing journey. The art that I was making 10 years ago were closed forms. I even had a show called Secrets of Women. And then somewhere along the line, the forms opened up. They weren't hiding anymore. And then they continued to evolve. And now I'm really doing art. I've got some projects going on that are for the public or for individuals, where I really work with an individual to work on a piece of art that is specifically around their expression and healing.
Now, just when you were sharing about that, what's some of the feedback that you're getting? Because I love your art. It's, you know, when I look at your pieces, it's amazing what I feel connected to. It's like sacred alchemy, transformational beauty, connective, and just there's this sense of opening, just looking at it. You know, I'm saving up for some of your pieces, but I love the way that you capture essence on there in ways that, you know, in my imagination I see it, but yet it flows so easily through your hands. What do you find is others experiencing, you know, holding your piece of art, or are you working with them in that process?
My tagline on my website is Sensual Art with Magical Powers, and I did not make that up. That was given to me by people who had bought my art or in some cases simply held a piece. They visited my home or they saw it at a show, and they've had a personal experience that I was able to witness. Because me, I'm making my art, that's my life. I'm so into it that I require the connection with other people to really understand the full potential of it. I think all artists have that experience, you know. The piece is not fully complete until it's been experienced by another person. And so what I get people who own my work, I get the feedback that it is very sacred to them and very treasured, and that their experience of it does feed them in mysterious ways that only they really know about. And that's awesome. That's mind-boggling. And I just love it. And all I can say is, it's my gift. I let it come through me. And I'm honored, and I'm pleased, and I'm thrilled, and I don't ever want to stop. It's too good. It's too good an experience.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, one of the also that you were sharing about on there, I just want to tell people, you can go to Carla's Touching Art, A Life of Art and Love on the Coast of Maine by Carla Sanders. Go to http://carlasanders.com, carlasanders.com, and check out her touching art, because she's got so many different pieces on here, from paintings to diva bowls to love charms, sculptures. I love one of the pieces that you have, like, intertwined with each other. I think you put one out for the Help Haiti blog.
Yes, that's one of my motifs. I invented it for myself a few years ago, just kind of based on some energy that was flowing through me and things that were going on in my life, my own healing journey, as you can say, of the masculine and feminine entwined. There's a three-dimensional version and a relief version, and it's become, I called it the one body, two becoming one. And then I found out later that it's actually a very common tantric image called the yab-yum. So I did not invent it, but then we never invent anything. We just kind of pluck things out of the ethers. It's all there. but it is has become one of my signature motifs, and I use it in different ways, particularly in small sculpture and jewelry. So that's what that one is.
Well, it is gorgeous, and you know, of course, every piece is just adorable because it tells its own story. On these websites, the one that's nurturing herself, and the paintings that you have, gorgeous. You know, you have a lot of the flowers, but you also have the bodies that you were sharing with. Did you start with you know, when you started painting, Carly, you were talking about you can see your journey of healing through your work, but when you started out, were you painting mostly landscapes and such, or did you come out painting with the bodies and then moved into that?
Oh, I painted bodies. I painted bodies, and I also painted landscapes, and you mentioned flowers. I'm very fond of iris and nasturtium, and I had a period of time where I was I would do iris portraits every spring when my iris would come out. I would go fight the black flies, and you know, I've got oil paintings with black flies all over them because I would be out in nature painting the iris. You know, and landscape is wonderful. Flowers are wonderful. It's not what I was born to do. I just do it. Those two topics, those two subjects are, as much as anything, something to do while I'm out digging the world, you know. If I want to sit in my garden, well, why not draw or paint? And if I want to be out looking at this beautiful place where I live, why not paint it? So that's where the landscapes come from, just to keep me company while I'm out there.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, I think you also are posting some photos that you were taking about some of your land. I think I saw recently, are you working with photography or are you just kind of playing with that artistic expression?
You know, the photography, taking pictures, it has its place but mostly it's about sharing. The wonderful online world of social networking and blogging inspires me to take photographs so that I can show people things and talk about things. You know, when spring comes along and the mysteries of the woods begin to unfold in a new way, I take pictures, and I think that in a way I now will tend to walk in the woods with my camera more, whereas a few years ago, before digital photography, I would hang out and swat flies and paint or draw. So that's a little bit of a shift. While more of my artistic expression, I've got it freed up for the body and for these other shamanic themes and kind of spiritual themes that I work with, because I can just go out in the camp, you know, and do. Especially for things like flowers and fungi and rocks and scat and the weird things in the woods. Yeah. I was in Mexico last year working with whales. I was privileged to donate a mural to an eco center down in Laredo, Mexico, and got to go out and visit with the whales, blue whales. And my camera was my companion there, like video and photography. Just my little handheld Canon, you know, pocket-sized Canon. So, yeah. Whatever helps me to interact with nature and be able to share it.
Oh, I bet you
I
had
love
a great
it too.
Time.
You can tell.
You know,
you
I
got
was sitting there.
Started.
I know. I was just just the whole thing about expressing. You know, I it's just like you just unleash yourself. You know, and just through this modality, but it's beautiful. I kind of do that with writing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, you know, I love seeing the visuals of you know, imagination and connected, especially through, yeah, you love it because it's got your love all over it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are people that paint and abstract and things, and they look fine. But when you know the imprint of someone is, you know, coming through the canvas or the sculptures, it immediately connects you to source energy. You know, there's their energy and the energy in you and the energy in them, it just kind of commingles. And that's what I love about sculptures and I love about art, because when it speaks to you on that personal level, there are no words. But it's like seeing God force right in, you know, on display. And oh, thank you for the artist in the world.
Yeah, that is what we do. Who was it? I think Joseph Campbell said that the artist is the contemporary shaman, the shaman of our age. And I think he was on to something. There is an alchemy of perception and sensibility and being able to bring it into some kind of form. I'm awfully glad. I'm blessed to be in community with many wonderful artists here in Maine and through the internet, you know, worldwide. We are necessary. Artists, poets, musicians, writers.
Yeah, you give beautiful expressions. Well, speaking of shamanic, because, you know, you embody several beautiful healing medicines, and art is only one of them. But you, through your art and through your journey, I know that there was an expansion, and other parts of you or other aspects of you opened up in the spiritual sense. And so I want to kind of share and move into your role with orgasmic alchemy. One of the quotes that you share on this page is, "I welcome and enjoy thoroughly the folks who are dedicated to their self-care, their personal transformation, their spiritual and erotic journey, and come to me for support on their path. I am thrilled to bear witness to our mutual growth, to feel our skill and confidence grow, and to see you blossom in yourself." And I so love the way that you are offering like that connection and someone to interact with you, even in that quote. But can you share what part of this journey is about, what orgasmic alchemy transformation means, and your role, you know, how blessed you are in being with this?
Oh, orgasmic alchemy. You know, it's in the same category as art. You have to be there. But that's a cop out, so.
Take us there, Carla.
I do. I will take you there. You know, what's orgasm? Orgasm in my world, orgasm is that that energetic vortex, that experience of intense being and pleasure that connects us with divine, that runs through us as divine. I do not want to imply separation, because when we are in an orgasmic experience, we recognize ourselves as divine. It is God within us, literally. So that's orgasm and orgasmic, if you want to turn it into an adjective. Alchemy is a fancy word for change and transformation. It's an ancient word, and it carries a lot of energy, because it reaches into our ancestral knowing, our ancestral understanding of our power as human beings to experience, evoke, and activate transformation consciously. It is our great power. The two together are they're inseparable. And so as an orgasmic alchemist and as a healer, someone who witnesses and supports others in remembering their own orgasmic alchemy, I am, I just went off into my own little vortex there. what I'm doing is it's teaching and assisting in the experiential remembering. Anybody who comes to me already knows. But they've forgotten. Just as I already know, and I had forgotten. And so my life is a process of remembering.
I love that. What attracted you to this work? What was, you know, it's a turning point of all the kind of work that is out there, of all some of the healing modalities and the medicines. You know, what was the attraction for you as part of this, you know, picking this piece up and becoming a teacher, an alchemist, so to speak, in this?
Well, I would say that in the same way that art was a gift I came here with and a calling, this orgasmic alchemy was a gift and a calling. However, I had forgotten. And my pain of believing myself to be separated from divine, literally separated from grace and from divine love, led me into seeking healing. So my calling into this work was my own pain and my own suffering and my own desire for healing. And I found a healer about the same time that I met you, and in the same community, in fact, online. I met Newt Tmilank Butterfly Dreaming, who is an orgasmic alchemist of the highest order, a priestess, Nubian Kamite priestess, and sexual healer. And I entered her 10 moons initiation in the Temple of Women. And that was a significant step on my journey. I won't say it was the first step. Other inquiries led me, were stair steps until I could meet Newt and realize that the healing that I sought could be found in her company. She would be the guide and mentor for my remembering. And so I have been connected with the Temple of Women now for 10 years, and I am Chief Diva Mentor.
I love that. And there are a couple other little things that if you, for everyone that's listening, you can find out more information about Diva Carla's story there. At orgasmicalchemy.com. That's orgasmicalchemy.com. And I shared that also in our chat room. Shout out to our wonderful guests in our chat room. Our beloved Bob. Bob is in our chat room. So, hello, dear
is
Bob.
Is Bob in the chat room? Are you listening? Great. I don't have my computer open, so. Welcome,
so Bob. I know. It's just, I said, you can call in after we get working through most of this, so, and say hello, because he's just a peach.
Okay.
But one of the things I loved about working with this process, and it's something that I shared with you, was the whole sexual transformation, the whole process of healing sexuality is so vital to me and necessary. Breaking through the almost like chains on us about a natural process. It's like we hide it in the closets as though, you know, where do people come from? Where do it's just the life force. And I remember you speaking at another chat another call with Newt and some other women. And the way that you described some of the process that you activate between the art and with this orgasmic alchemy was just healing to me. It brought me back to, you know, places when I was younger that I didn't understand. I didn't really understand the sacredness of sexuality and how beautiful and worthy it is to you know, embody our sexuality in a way that's not hidden or repressive or a bad or, you know, an evil thing. And I just love that more and more mentoring is coming out in this particular area for women, especially because it's almost like we've reclaiming our power in so many other areas, and this is one of those frontiers that are that would definitely empower us in those other areas.
And I can't emphasize enough the importance of initiation. An initiation is a journey into oneself to prepare oneself to serve the community. It's really powerful and very essential to really understanding the mysteries of life, not hidden things. I think we have a great deal of misunderstanding about what initiation is. We're learning about the mysteries, but these are not hidden things. They are simply truths about life that we need mastery of in order to be of service and to be whole. And one of the ways that people are controlled and enslaved is to make illegal and to forbid their initiations. This is happening in indigenous countries all over the world. When certain groups or governments or religions come in, they immediately wipe out the initiation ceremonies. And it's what's happened to those of us in modern culture, you know, post-industrial culture. So I want to speak really strongly towards the power of initiation. Education, healing, being able to speak out, being free to explore and express is all very important. But there's another level that I would encourage people to inquire about, whether you're at any age. You can be young, you can be old, you can man, woman. Begin to inquire about initiation. And one good place, especially if you're a woman, is to look at thetempleofwomen.com. We have a 10 moon initiation coming up in the summer for women. And if you stay tuned to my website or stay in touch with me, I'll be happy to share that information when it becomes available.
Now, are you going to play a larger part in that particular initiation? I know that you were sharing some of the steps that you're going to be bringing on later in this year. I mean, within this year, are you going to work with this particular 10 moon initiation?
Yes, I will. I will. I can't say exactly how at this time, but I will be taking a more active role. I've been involved in every one of them, and it is something, you know, what, five classes we do it every other year. So five initiations, five trips through the 10 moons is very profound, very profound. And it has brought me to the place where I could no longer keep it to myself. It's like being this year, the winter of 2009 into 2010 was like being born into my body as an orgasmic alchemy healer. It just it, all that receiving, all that growing, it had to translate into direct service. I was commanded.
I love the way that you said it. You know, it goes into deeper initiation. Well, I'm just listening, going, oh my gosh. Like the visual of thing is almost like entering chamber upon chamber upon chamber, but the chambers are within us.
Absolutely, that's who we are. Our inner space is as infinite as outer space, and just as exciting, and just as just as terrifying. Boldly going where no one has gone before, you know. Which is why having a circle, a community, a mentor is really important. As an orgasmic alchemy healer, I am a companion on the journey. I'm holding space. I could say a guide. That's not even accurate. It's just being here for you while you take your inner journey, that journey you were scared to take by yourself.
Wow,
I couldn't have done it without help.
Well, that was beautiful what you just said, Carlos, in the sense of one thing about companion, because in the world of busyness and the circle, that just kind of jumped out at me, so I wanted to speak about mm-hmm. that. In the world of business, people will go to personal growth things and seminars and stuff, and they go home and they might have tapes. But there's a, disconnect. And they're left with this and saying, like, now what? They can either keep going to that at one time or a year, but the circle, like the circle of life, the continuation, and the mentoring or the guidance, just all that in the mix, it feels very supportive and empowering. Because there's things about ourselves and, even in our conversations that we acknowledge about one another that we're so close to not seeing or seeing. And it's within those circles that so many enriching things can show up. And we can mirror, and we can sift through together. And
exactly.
That was what was really powerful that I wanted to share because, that's what drew me to some of the things and listening to Newt and knowing Newt and then just listening to you sharing part of your connection. It was... it resonated in a deeper place of that whole connective human race family sense in the oneness and the unity and the universal. We might come and interpret different things, but in that mm-hmm. circle, we're one. And wow, just the way you said it was like, oh my gosh. How many times I felt alone, I'm not really alone, but in that circle, it's powerful.
Happens in the circle? I have discovered that the thing that we most desire as human beings, we long for and crave it, is to be seen. We want to be seen in our magnificence. And it is the thing that we are most terrified of because to be seen is to acknowledge nakedness. It means to be stripped bare by the other's gaze. And yet we crave it, we're terrified of it. We need a safe place. A safe place and the circle. I have found the circle of women and the temple of women to be a safe place for me to be seen. And you can't hide very long in the circle. Because another woman will step forward and mirror you. She will show you the thing that you are afraid of in yourself. And you will look at her and you will say, oh my God, she's beautiful. Oh my God, that's me too. I must be beautiful. And then the circle embraces you and says, yes, you're beautiful. You are magnificent. It's part of our ritual to acknowledge one another's magnificence. And sometimes, many times, what's most magnificent about us is our shadow, those parts that we wanted to hide. With it, we can't hide them because their beauty just shines. We need the circle. We need the circle in order to see that in one another and in ourselves. Very profound.
I love the way you put that. Thank you for sharing that. That was so succinct. And again, everyone that's listening and also in my chat room, I've listed the orgasmicalchemy.com. On the Orgasmic Educational link, there is a listening conversation between Newt and Carla that's just delicious. And you can click on that and learn more about that, as well as sign up for some of Carla's information and emails so that you can learn more about the circle and the 10 Moon Initiation.
Right.
And I already signed up because I want to make room for it this year. I thought, okay, Valerie, yeah. Just, you know, I'm going to get naked too.
Yep, time to get naked now.
It's time to get naked, so, woo! But yeah, I mean, in a beautiful way. I mean, even the shadow work, when you were talking about that, I've really, really learned in entering my own shadow work, it is actually the most, some of the most beautiful pieces of me that just became like wild ponies because they were dishonored or discounted or ignored. And then when they finally got my attention and I allowed them to see them close and personal, and they quit screaming so loud.
So, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. They just wanted to be seen and acknowledged and loved.
Yeah, and they just integrated and melded in, and they were actually there for so many great reasons. And so I love the way you put that. And, you know, there's so much more. We could get into this, like, very deep because, you know, this is a topic on and
before
on of generations.
Before we move on,
yes.
I can feel you wanting to segue into something else. And I know there are men who are listening or will be listening to the recording, and they're saying, but where's my circle? This is just
yes.
Women. Or maybe they're saying, I'm a man. I don't need no circle. You know.
Thank you.
Hang with us. Hang with us. The warrior energy, the king energy that gathers together to protect the circle of women energetically. I you know, just check it out. You know, hang with us. We need you, and we have something for you too. There is a place for you in the temple, in orgasmic alchemy, orgasmic living. Oh, God, we can't do it without the kings. So I just simply want to shout out and acknowledge the kings.
I'm glad you did. Yes, because I
if you poke around on my website, there's art for kings, too. I have an invitation there for the kings. You have to dig a little deep to see it, at least until I decide to get totally naked and put it out front.
Well, this call is part of that process.
Yep.
As people listen, they're going to go, Carla, I'm the king.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
yeah.
your promise. Remember your promise to put it right out there.
Yeah.
So I love that. Thank you. Yes, you cannot do it without the king. It does take the beautiful dance, the delicious dance of two in some aspects, and to honor that. So, yes, thank you for sharing that. Well, one of the things that I wanted to segue to is the other beautiful thing you embody, and it's not only a part of you or healing medicine, it's also going to be a physical manifestation on your environment, and that's the Hope Peace Chamber. And we've spent some time in conversations about this, but this is a beautiful vision, and I want you to kind of share and take us to, you know, what attracted you through your healing experiences and your journey, but what attracted you to experiencing this particular modality, and also what called you forth to bring this to, you know, on your land. So I'd love to for you to share that.
Oh, thank you, Val. You know, I mentioned earlier that there were a couple of steps that led to me reaching out and connecting to Newt's invitation to the temple. And the most important one was my discovery of the dances and the medicine work of Grandfather Joseph Ryle. Through some members of my community here in Maine, I was introduced to the Sweat Lodge and the Vision Quest and the Sun Moon Dance. And I became a Sun Moon Dancer. And in the process of my experience as a dancer, I was called to have a sweat lodge on my land, and eventually was called to become initiated in the leadership of the sweat lodge, as we say, to become the one who pours water in the sweat lodge. And that led to a depth of spiritual connection with the land, and just a long process of discovery of and remembering. I grew up in the country down south in Tennessee, and I had this feeling for the land, but I had forgotten. I had forgotten what it meant to me, and through the work of Grandfather Joseph and the ceremonies, I began to remember that. And Grandfather Joseph is a Native American visionary. He's from the Picaris Pueblo and the Ute people in southern Colorado. And he had a vision for peace chambers. During some of his medicine work, he received a vision of a peace chamber, they're based on the Kiva of the Pueblo. And they are sacred spaces for sound healing. They are vibrational vortex of sound and energy of cosmic proportions. And I do have hopepeacechamber.com, which links to my experience of the Peace Chamber as well as other peace chambers around the world. So as a student of Joseph's, I attended his mystery schools, and I danced the dances, and I chanted in peace chambers in various locations. And this land here that I live on in Maine said, yes, build a peace chamber here. And so my community and I had been doing ceremony for several years and receiving gradual, incremental clarity of vision of what this building should be like. So last year, I attended a permaculture workshop for a couple of weeks and learned about natural building, and all of a sudden, it came in. I understood that this peace chamber is to be built of cordwood and cob. It's to be made of earth and trees and stone. And it will be a biodegradable building so that it will serve its purpose for a time. And then someday when people are no longer singing in it, it will return to the earth. It will, you know, be seamless.
Wow.
So that's the beauty of Hope Peace Chamber. It's and we're, you know, the community is gathering around and saying, okay, I'm here. I've got trees, I've got a digger, I've got a shovel, I've got gravel, I've got a truck, I know somebody with something, I've got money, I'll come to help. So it's all coming together, and we will be breaking ground this year. And we may, depending on the weather, we might finish it this year. We might have to finish it next year. But we do have a plan that can be built in two phases if we need to. But we're going to have standing walls or partial walls this year. And we will dance and sing.
I love it. Now, you also build, like you were talking about, the sweat lodges, and I want to kind of dance between the two, but if everyone goes to hopepeacechamber.com, there's a beautiful video or audio with lovely Diva Carla's face, but it's an audio that she shares more in depth about this peace chamber, and she also talks about it on her blogs. She looks like you had a ceremony on the 21st of March, and you're having one coming up on the 3rd, this Saturday?
Yes, those are sweat lodges, yes, and doing ceremony at the chamber. And we also, this past weekend, there was a beaver that gave its life on the side of the road, and my friend Deborah, who was driving the car that I was in, gamely gathered the beaver, and we have brought its medicine to the Peace Chamber. And I mentioned that because the beaver, I feel so much confirmation. The beaver is the builder. It is the builder of the animal kingdom. And it builds its dam and its lodge, it even calls it a lodge, out of logs and mud. And that's what I'm building my peace chamber out of. So I'm calling all the beavers, any beavers who hear, any two-legged who have beaver medicine, come and help us build the peace chamber. If you can't come in person, then, send us a love offering so that we can pay the people that we need to pay and buy supplies where we need to buy supplies. I'm going to be brazen and shameless and say, calling all the beavers.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, it's such a beautiful what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. There are how many peace chambers are around the world at this point? Do you know the exact number?
Oh,
or?
It's kind of a fluid number. I've heard that there are or have been as many as 80. Let's
wow.
say between 50 and 80, which is a lot. And these are the ones that are built as a response to Grandfather Joseph's vision. He began traveling the world and teaching after he received his vision. And people listened to his teachings and were inspired to build peace chambers. And there are a number of websites. I have not yet linked to all of them. That's part of my clerical technical work that I need to do on my website. But I would like, there's some beautiful websites as more of the peace chambers move into the 21st century and come online with websites. I'm able to share some of that through my website as well.
Well, you know, one of the things I woke up one morning and I just want to offer this because something that I talked about the sound healing vibration. I woke up one morning and I was driving down the road and I said, you know, we talk about standing up for peace, peace rallies, blah, blah. You know, we keep bringing that up. And I thought, when I look at nature, when I look at the breeze coming through the trees, and I look at when I'm walking in the park and I'm hearing just all of nature in synchronicity, I thought, there's the peace. And so I thought, why do we almost discount instead of celebrate what's already here? You know what I'm saying? It's like it was out there calling, loving, dancing, beloving you. I mean, you can smell it in the rich earth. You can, you know, you inhale it in your senses. You feel it on you touch it on your skin. I mean, it's just out there, you know? And what the heck? Are we just in our head disconnected from that holistic medicine that you cannot even... Mm-hmm. Without, you can't breathe, it's part of your breath. And so I thought, why are we pushing it away by saying we need it like we don't have it.
Yeah.
And so
that's
when
excellent, Val.
You know, and it was just like, oh my gosh, people, just, you know, embrace what we already have, and move in the rhythm mm-hmm. of it, because it's here, it's all around you, and we can activate more of it, and, you know, almost like acclimate our mind and our bodies, or our mind, because the mind just feels like it holds everything hostage sometimes, in the shadow land, but we can embrace what we already have and bring it up. And so, you know, when I was thinking about the speech chamber, because I know this has been, oh my gosh, a vision of yours, and the patience that you've had in speaking to you has been phenomenal. I mean, like, there are people that
would, it that way.
No, I mean, I'm going to tell you, well, you know, because I didn't get it when we first started, you know, when I first started hearing about it, I wasn't getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
what, you know,
okay.
But when we were talking a couple months ago, and this is what was so rich about this, you talked about sound vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's connected to sound vibration. And you shared that again today. And I thought, you know what? Talk is cheap sometimes. I mean, we have sound vibration through our words, and I am very sensitive to words, the sound vibrations behind the words. I can feel the frequencies as an empath. But the music, sound, there are places that music takes me, sounds take me that there is no earthly English language for. And when you spoke about that, I thought, you know, I could definitely hang out in that. Being surrounded by the land, I could go in there and I could feel like I'm in the womb of rebirth,
yes.
of renewal, of refreshment. Oh, how beautiful. And you just I got that visualization when you were speaking of it last time. Remember, we are just like, I'll come up there and help. You know?
By all means, yeah, yeah.
But you know, I would definitely, you know, and Bobo and I were teasing about this, because I said, you know, he had talked about earlier about having his, you know, land and sharing healing and stuff, and I said, and then he talks about, you know, you're joining the sweat lodges, and I'm thinking, I want that here, you know, I want that in Tennessee close to me, and because it's mm-hmm. just the way he speaks about his experiences are so beautiful, healing, and intimate, and connected, and a circle, in a different kind of way.
Well, there
so,
is a peace chamber in Tennessee.
Yeah, there it's is, impossible. But you guys aren't here.
Yeah, yeah. Those are good people, though.
They are, and what do you say? I'll go there, but you know, it's just that, you know, it's you're connected, and I thought, oh, well, maybe you guys ought to come here to the peace chamber, and we'll all go.
Yeah,
that would be fun, but
yeah.
You know, we've got a few more minutes with your beloved healing medicine. And is there anything that you want to share in kind of going through this conversation? That you know, what do you want to offer? You know, what do you see going on in this world, and what would you like to offer? Because we were talking about, you know, you sharing that other people, it's about fostering our passions, dreams, and work. Every one of us has so much to offer, and the world needs us to be who we are, fearlessly, lovingly, abundant. And I loved the way you put that. And so, you know, in wrapping up our delicious call, what would you like to share with those that are listening about them?
I'll tell you, it's real easy. It's real easy. You talked about the spirit and nature of feeling the peace. The reason why we band together and have rallies and protest and make a lot of noise about peace, and it feels anything but peaceful, is because we don't acknowledge peace inside of ourselves. We don't have inner peace. And so I would offer anybody listening here today and just offer this vibration out to people who aren't even listening. Chant. Sing. Breathe. You want to have an orgasm? Before you can, you know, step number one is breathe. Breathe deep. Breathe in peace. And your body will remember. Your body will remember the joy and bliss and the energizing. That furnace, that power source. You are at peace, that you are peace inside. Add sound to your breath. And you can sound hum. You can or you can oh. Or how about this? If you want to hear the name of God, chant your name.
Oh, wow.
So breathe and sing your name. And you will have an orgasm, and you will be talking to God, and you will be at peace.
Wow, what a beautiful way to wrap up our call. I mean, oh my gosh. Yes, the image, the very image that we are.
And I would be thrilled if you would email me or comment on my blog or tell Valerie, talk to Val about it, and say, you know, I did it, and you were right, and this is what happened.
Yes. And, you know, and in sharing this, Carla, oh, my gosh, this has been so beautiful. And I want to share your websites again because they have, you know, you're beautiful. You're embodying these three aspects, but much more. There's much more to you than these three aspects. But I love the things that we shared because to each piece personifies some of your essence that you know, it just is in your vibration. And you know, I loved this call today. It was beautiful. Thank you so much. But for those that want to learn more about the support and the offering of love to the Hope Peace Chamber, you can go to hopepeacechamber.com, and Carla will share more about information about what's is the one that she's building on her land. To find out about Carla's artwork and more about her beautiful healing medicine and artwork, go to Carla Sanders, that's CarlaSanders.com. And to find out more about the orgasmic alchemy and the chief diva that she is stepping into more and more, and her teaching and educating about that, go to orgasmicalchemy.com. She's also on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes,
please come and find her on those because she shared her world with there. I'm going to have post show notes on my actual new website name, Celebrate Wholeness. It's easier to say than tweaking your vibrations, and it embodies more of my initiation of what I'm offering in the world. So Celebrate Wholeness will have all this beautiful conversation and post show notes there about Carla and the work that she does. But Carla, thank you so much. Oh, and as the Peace Chamber is coming along, I want to invite you to come back and let's talk about it and the spider medicine that you offer and some other totems.
Yeah.
And but thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for listening to us today. You're a blessing.
Valerie, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it so much. It's been so much fun talking with you here today.
Oh, I love it. Big hugs to everyone out there. And remember, until next time, who you are is most important to nourish and nurture than all the roles you play in the planet Earth. So please, until next time, love yourself. And please say your name out loud and breathe. and be connected to the orgasmic living of all life. So we love you, bless you, be light. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Carla. See you soon.
Bye, Valerie. Thank you.